It's time to say good morning to Brent Costello from Win News. Hello, mate.
Good morning. How are we?
Well, yeah, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Sport time?
Yeah, I hope you had a nice little break. We're back into it with that big announcement for Tassie when it comes to the BBL. We've got a busy summer ahead.
Yeah, we do. It's exciting, isn't it? All starting, I think it was the 10th of December, and we've got about 8 games in the space of 10 days. So really good for people right across the state to be able to enjoy some BBL cricket. Some of the best players in the world will descend on Tassie, which is exciting. And they're even talking about having more games after the new year as well, because the fixture's out, but no locations for those games as yet. So if it all goes well, fingers crossed we can get even more here after the new year.
Yeah, and they'll be spreading those between Belrive and UTAS, which is good news for all fans across the state.
Yeah, exactly right. So I think 6 games in the south, 2 in the north, and the Hurricanes will play one of those games in the north as well. So they are Tasmania's team, that's their slogan, and they're living up to that, that's for sure.
How are our girls going at the moment in the WBBL?
Yeah, tough loss yesterday, Jess. One they should have won. They were coasting in the run chase, but unfortunately it all fell apart for them really quickly in the space of an over or two. So they ended up losing by 1 run. So they've only got the 1 win on the board after about 4 or 5 games now would be, and they've got the Renegades tomorrow night. So a quick turnaround, and the Renegades are the only team they've beaten so far. So fingers crossed they can turn it around tomorrow night against them.
Better give a nod to Joel Stone as well, being named NPL Tasmania's best and fairest.
Yeah, a really good result for him back-to-back for Joel. He's obviously been a long-time servant of the competition. So peaking right at the moment, he's been a very good player for a long time. But to win back-to-back league best and fairest is a wonderful result in a championship year as well. So you know you're a pretty good player when you can win the best player in the comp, in the best team in the comp. Mm. So he's done really well.
Yeah, most definitely. Is there anything we should discuss when it comes to AFL trades?
Plenty happening, Jess. The deadline's Thursday, so there's got to be a bit to play out before then. There's a lot of talk about these trades happening, but not a lot being done officially. So obviously your mob trying to get their hands on Jeremy Cameron, that's going to be a big one over the next couple of days. Josh Dunkley wants to go from the Western Bulldogs to Essendon. Jai Caldwell from the Giants to Essendon as well. Benny Brown, our own Tasmanian boy, wants to get to Melbourne, so they're going to have to work out a deal there. I saw even overnight Alex Witherden wants to get from Brisbane to the West Coast Eagles. So plenty down. There's probably a heap I've missed as well. But yeah, it's normally a frenzy in the last sort of part of the trade period, and particularly the last half an hour or so of the trade period as well. Normally, you normally see clubs lining up in those dying minutes of the trade period to get things signed off on. So I expect we'll see the same happen on Thursday.
Locally here on the coast, an appointment for the East Devonport Swans, Grant Williams, appointed senior coach. Over the last month or so, we've been seeing a lot of attention on the Swans as far as a club goes on the coast.
Yeah, a bit of talk about the future and stuff like that, and fingers crossed that Grant can bring a few through the door, because we know clubs are going to have it tough over the next few months, particularly off the back of what's happened with COVID. And we know clubs were battling before COVID as well to try and, you know, do their best to stay alive with a lot of clubs here in Tassie. So fingers crossed all goes well for the Swans. Have obviously been a big part of Tasmanian football for a long time.
Absolutely. Anything else before we leave you on that note?
I think we covered it all, guys. Beauty. Done a good job to get all that in about 3 or 4 minutes.
We did.
Good on you, Brenno. Thanks, mate. We'll catch you in a week.
Thanks, guys.
Bye. Brent Costello there from Win News, and you can catch all the latest in local news tonight on Win TV. Okay, news time next with Alex and Olivia from cfmtaz.com.au, though. And then we'll check in with the street team with the Coast Best free stuff.